be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John.
Glory to you, O
Lord. Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him and said of him, "Here is a true child of Israel. There is no duplicity in him." Nathanael said to him, "How do you know me?" Jesus answered and said to him, "Before Philip called you, I saw you under the fig tree." Nathanael answered him, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered and said to him, "Do you believe because I told you I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than this. Amen, I say to you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God descending and ascending upon the Son of Man." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
You will see greater things than this. You'll see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man. It's a fulfillment of Jacob's ladder, what Jacob himself saw in his vision, that the angels do come down and go up. And that points to their twofold ministry. We prayed in the opening prayer of the Mass that God sends the angels so that they might strengthen us on earth as they minister perpetually to God in heaven. They come down to help us, and they ascend in order to praise God. And they hope in their work to strengthen us in this dual direction, to help us to learn how to praise God with the angels. As we said in the responsorial psalm, "I will give thanks to you, O Lord, with all my heart. In the presence of the angels I will sing your praise." And then they hope in strengthening us by their ministry to help us to learn similarly to descend in humility, to become the servant of all the rest, so that in that way God can exalt us to be with them forever. The three holy archangels that we celebrate today have variegated missions. The angels do far more than just one thing. But as we focus on what their names are and what they've done in sacred scripture, it helps us to open to this reality of how God wishes to help us in this supernatural realm. Gabriel means God's strength. And we see how Gabriel strengthened Zechariah, strengthened Mary, strengthened the prophet Daniel with God's holy word, helping Mary not to become afraid. Raphael, God's medicine. We see how in the book of Tobit, he helped Raguel with his cataracts, and Sarah with whatever the devil was trying to do with her husband. It's a sign of how God wishes constantly to heal us. And Michael, he was like God, who, as we see in both Daniel and Revelation, seeks to defend us, and to whom we turn at the end of every Mass, asking him to consolidate and defend the seeds that God has planted, because the devil wants to rob them as soon as Mass is done. Gabriel, Raphael, and Michael, they show us how God's constantly giving us the gift of his word. We see in Jesus' temptations in the desert how key it is for the word of God in our life. He was able to use the word of God as a shield against the half-truths of the father of lies. And the great archangels want to help us to turn more and more so that the Word of God become the strength of our life. Earlier this week, we've had through the Gospel of St. Luke powerful messages about the role of the Word of God in our life. And sometimes we can take it for granted because we're immersed in the Word with the Liturgy of the Hours and with the Mass every day, and some of us meditate during our holy hours on the Word of God. But it's not just to hear it, it's actually to become a living commentary of it, to let it take on our flesh, and the angels want to help us in that direction. Similarly, they want to lead us to God's medicine that the Archangel Raphael is constantly seeking to guide us to be healed by God in the sacrament of confession, which the devil hates so much and wants to prevent. Similarly, he wants to lead us here to the medicine of immortality, as St. Ignatius of Antioch called it in 107, so that we can be continuously healed by the divine physician. What an extraordinary gift, not just to help cataracts fall from our eyes, or finally not to die in a spousal union, but to help us through their vision to see the real world, and finally to become that spotless bride whom Jesus wants us to be by water and the Word. And the angels want to help us to become more and more like God through the gift of grace that God gives us. They want us to become holy, 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 as the angels, prophet Isaiah tells us, are constantly singing in the presence of God. They want us to become sanctified like God, who calls us to be holy as He is holy and doesn't leave us on our own with that command, but sends this entire realm of His goodness in order to help bring that about. Today's first reading, as we see how Michael and his angels, we see there including Raphael and Gabriel and all the celestial hosts, fought against the devil and his angels and prevailed. And there was a means, it tells us, by which they prevailed. Heard a loud voice in heaven say, St. John wrote, "Now have salvation and power come, the kingdom of our God and the authority of His anointed, for the accuser of our brothers is cast out." The devil's constantly trying to accuse us before God, and constantly trying to accuse us to ourselves, to make us think of ourselves as despicable, as unworthy of God, as totally unaffirmed and worthless. The devil wants to cast out those evil spirits, and he does this in three means, Sacred Scripture points out. They conquered him, and the "they" here fundamentally refers to those who have triumphed by the power of the angels. They conquered him first by the blood of the Lamb, that the angels always want us to become more and more bathed in this redeeming blood, sacrament of baptism first and foremost, that flowed from Jesus' wounded side. The second baptism of confession, by the blood we're able to receive together with Jesus' body, soul, and divinity here at Mass. The angels seek to lead us to this victory through the Lamb's blood. By the word of their testimony, that they're constantly coming to us like Gabriel came to Mary or Zechariah, saying, "Rejoice! You who have been filled with grace, the Lord is with you. Don't be afraid." All of Sacred Scripture can be summarized with that evangelion. And then third, love for life did not deter them from death. The devil's greatest tool in his arsenal is to try to get us to love our life in this world such that we won't go the way of the grain of wheat, so that we will try to save our life in this world by not losing it, even though Jesus said that the only way to save our life is by losing it in this world. So the demons will try to make us afraid of the cross, lovers of pleasure, to make our bellies our gods or some other earthly pleasure. And the angels want to help us to learn in Christ how to die to the things of this world so that we might truly live. And over the course of every day, there are multiple occasions for us to do that. Every act in which we die to the old Adam in us so that the new Adam may rise, it's a privileged opportunity in which the angels are helping us not to seek to live for this world, but to seek to live for God in eternity. So that life, love for life, will not deter us from death. Today, as we come forward, the angels are descending upon us to help us to ascend with them. In their sight, we sing God's praises. We've already echoed the hymn of the angels on Christmas morning. So we've sung together, glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth on those whom God's favor rests, not just his favor, but his angels. And they seek to help us to echo what the seraphim and the cherubim constantly chant. Holy, 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 Lord God of the armies. Today, strengthened by this gift, let us hear anew God's holy word. Let us receive God's medicine and his protection, so that in communicating with the God-man, we might truly become like God. Praise be Jesus Christ.
Amen.